The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. They're nursing. They're crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to the WBHN New Jersey podcast. And now here's your host.
What is up, Black Helicopter Nation? I'm your host, President Zen One, and this is episode 100, folks. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday, January 21st, 2018. It's currently 50 degrees and sunny here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. Current time's 1:27 p.m. For first-time listeners, WBHN is an independent media operation and internet talk show that deals with a variety of topics. Most frequently, the topics relate to either the paranormal or conspiracy theories. We're here to talk about crazy hypotheses, the New World Order, and cover news that the mainstream media just won't. So, share this podcast with family, friends, and loved ones. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. Now, we've got a great show for you today, folks. I've got a stack of news here in front of me to get to. For example, what? 55 sightings of Mothman in Chicago in 2017? And later on, we have a special report on Nostradamus 2018 predictions. So all that and much, much more on this edition of the podcast. Now, before we get started, welcome to the 100th episode of the podcast, folks. We began our podcast journey in March 2015, in part out of love for radio, and in part out of boredom. The only reason the show exists is because of a small group of smart, hardworking, and enthusiastic producers, engineers, and others who turn our unconventional ideas into actual radio. So thanks to everyone at the Armageddon Records Network, and a very special thanks to you, the listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have made it to 100 episodes. So here's to you, and here's to 100 more. I just have to make a couple quick announcements. For starters, the Twitch stream is up and running. Real President Zen 1, usually streaming evenings. So if you are a Twitch person, check me out. I'm playing Call of Duty and a couple other things. All right, next. I'm doing a little cross-promotion with the Tribulation Saints Podcast Radio, your station for podcasts. This is home to several different podcasts, and every day it is growing. And check this out. The TWB Show, hosted by Titan and Wild Bill. The Electric Radio Show. Finally Alive Radio. Cole Sports. Psychic View. Musing While Boozing. And others. So, be sure to check out TribulationSaintsPodcast.podbean.com.
Here's what's happening in local events.
The Garden State Film Festival returns to Asbury Park this March, New Jersey's premier independent film festival. Make your plans now for March 22nd to 25th. See more than 220 current independent films from around the globe. This fun-filled weekend includes an open talent casting call, professional panel discussions, parties, and more. Meet and greet with filmmakers and celebrities. For more information, visit www.gsff.org. Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market, Saturday, February 10th, 2018. Over 180 vendor tables, food trucks, vinyl CDs and cassettes, taxidermy, original art, vintage clothing and toys, unique curiosities, and more. Neshaminy Creek Brewing Company is sponsoring the event. It's from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. and it is only $5 at the door. For more information, visit www.trentonprfm.com. Mark this in your calendar, Saturday, February 10th, 2018. Also, Fireball Printing. Damn fine printing. For more information, check out www.fireballprinting.com. Making Waves 30th Anniversary Party from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday, March 31st at the Wonder Bar located at 1213 Ocean Ave, Asbury Park. Yappy Hour will feature drink specials and doggy fun on outdoor deck. All ages show features performance by Solace, Colossal Street Jam, The Van Saters, Renee Maskin, Tom Kanak, Sutton Thomas, Mike Daly, and The Planets, Mike Brody, hosted by Radio Jersey's DJ Lee Mrowicki. $15 in advance via Wonder Bar, box office, and website. $20 at the door. Asbury Park Music Foundation and the Boys and Girls Club of Asbury Park each will receive $1 from each paid admission, plus proceeds from a 50-50 raffle. For more information about the Making Waves 30th Anniversary Party, visit facebook.com/makingwavescolumn and wonderbarasburypark.com. You do not want to miss this. All right, folks, that's going to wrap up local events.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you looking for web hosting but don't know who to choose with so many choices out there? Well, you can't go wrong with Bluehost. Bluehost is a leading web solutions services provider. Since 2003, Bluehost has continually innovated new ways to deliver on their mission to empower people to fully harness the web. So sign up today. You get a free domain, free site builders, one-click WordPress install, and 24/7 support. And if you sign up now, you get a special introductory offer of $3.95 a month. To get started, go to bluehost.com/track/Black Helicopter News.
With news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you'll hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
What? 55 Mothman sightings in Chicago in 2017? Listen, folks, I know a lot of you do not believe in the Mothman. This half-moth, half-man creature flying around a small town in Chicago. Okay, but take this with a grain of salt. According to many people, though, this is exactly what happened during 2017. Because there were 55 sightings of the creature that year. The Mothman started appearing to residents, according to anecdotal notes and local folklore of a small town, beginning in 1966 and 1967 to warn about an upcoming catastrophe relating to the collapse of a bridge in the town of Point Pleasant in West Virginia, not to be confused with Point Pleasant in New Jersey. The story about the strange creature was told by John Keel in the novel with the title The Mothman Prophecies. And that turned into a movie starred by Richard Gere. So, hey, now the Mothman has returned. And he has turned up in Chicago. There's been numerous reports of the creature. Researcher Lon Strickler has compiled the sightings on his website and also wrote a book by the name of The Mothman Dynasty. The book takes a look at all the sightings of the Mothman ever since the mid-70s. Mothman sightings were reported from February 2017, not too long ago. And since then, this man spent so much of his free time interviewing witnesses that claimed to have seen the Mothman, and he documented their stories. One gentleman by the name of John Amatrano is just one of the people who claimed to have seen the Mothman. He says that he was working late one night in a popular hangout in Chicago, and he went outside and saw something that he found peculiar, to say the least. He said he had seen a plane flying through the sky, but there was something moving underneath it very awkwardly. He said it resembled a pterodactyl with a head. He said, it's obviously not a bat because For starters, it's large enough to be confused with a human, so let's just put that to the side real quick. He said the creature that he was an eyewitness account of, he said that it had muscular legs, a human-like shape, so he's a humanoid, and the creature flew in a motion that was strange, swooping down, and then up, and then back down. Folks, that's a good technique when gliding. Go down and then up, down, up, down, up. So that is a, yeah, that's in accordance with physics. So it's probably just has a glide, it's probably like a humanoid combined with a flying squirrel. If it's doing that kind of motion, it may have simply that anatomical structure. But as far as cryptozoology is concerned, it's the Mothman. And he said this is happening and it's crazy. The author that was making this book up, that was documenting this and creating this piece of literature, used the sightings in West Virginia from the 60s as a reference point and say to say he does not think that the creature in Chicago is warning residents of an impending disaster, per se. He went on to say that the beings are not as aggressive as the one that was appearing in the 60s. He went on to say he thought overall there had been only one creature in that region, and it just kept getting seen by 55 people. There's this psychologist from the University of Chicago. He researched this. He said that, basically saying that they may just have created this in their mind, but you know what? He's a psychologist. That's his job to say that. Point is, folks, there's been 55 sightings of the Mothman in Chicago in 2017. That is a fact. So, my question to you is, what do you think?
Hi, my name is Johnny Slick, and I'm the host of the Straight Shot Radio podcast. With all the crazy health fads and fitness trends out there, it's hard to make sense of what's real and what's not. That's why each week I answer your health and fitness questions and interview doctors, coaches, trainers, athletes, and everyday gym goers to provide you with a no-nonsense approach to fitness knowledge. Straight Shot Radio is available on Podbean and iTunes, or you can check us out at straightshottraining.com.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson.
Nobody does it better.
And now here's what's in supernatural, paranormal, and strange news.
Moby claims CIA asked him to post about Trump and Russia. Singer Moby claimed his friends in the CIA asked him to spread the word that President Trump has ties to Russia because he has a larger social media following. Moby told a Kentucky radio station, WFPK, in an interview this week that he has friends in the CIA who asked for his help. What do you think about this, folks? Is it sketchy? Is it shady? Let me know in the comments below. Also in the news, homemade rocket launch now set for Super Bowl weekend. Mad Mike Hughes made headlines back in November when he announced plans to launch himself inside of a steam-powered rocket, which he had built by hand. Alongside the sheer strangeness of that scenario, he earned some additional minutes of fame by way of his reasoning for the bold endeavor: to prove the Earth is flat. Specifically, on Saturday, February 3rd, Hughes will take to the sky in his homemade rocket and hopefully return to Earth in one piece. What else? Journalists offered reward to ask Trump about U.S.-Wakanda relations. Writer and stand-up comedian Sarah Benincasa offered a $300 reward to any journalist, quote, who very seriously asked Trump his opinion on our nation's relations with Wakanda and gets the question and answer recorded live on video. For those of you who don't know, Wakanda is a fictitious nation in the Avengers. Wow. And somebody else on Twitter said, if you follow this up with a question about whether Wakandan-American relations are complicated by them granting asylum to the terrorist fugitive James Buchanan Barnes, I will double the offer. Oh, God. That's just a character from Avengers. The offer of the reward arrived just 2 days after Trump apparently misspoke when he announced delivery to Norway of F-52 fighter jets, which only exist in a video game Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. What strange times we're living in, folks. That's it for the news. What do you think of? Sound off in the comments below.
Q&A.
Unfortunately, we don't have anything in the mailbag today, but do you have a question or comment for WBHN NJ? Leave us a voicemail and it may get played on the air. Call 1-732-807-5574 to leave your message for us here at the podcast. We always look forward to comments, questions, and what have you from literally all over the world, and we enjoy hearing what you have to say. So give us a call at 1-732-807-5574. And call it, and don't be bashful. Give us a ringy ding. Don't feel shy to call in with your questions, comments. Call in with your ghost stories. Call in with your reports of UFO alien sightings and encounters. Or give us a clickety clack and leave a comment. Save this number in your cell phone. Once again, that's 1-732-807-5574.
Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay.
Pump up the volume and let the music play. President Zen 1 and new CD, Rorschach Test. Featuring Bout Mash single, Project Bluebeam. Rorschach Test. Available on iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, and other fine music stores. You can buy my new CD, Rorschach Test, and Philosopher's Stone, both for only $9.99. Check us out on Armageddon Record Shop on eBay. I've got digital download cards of both EPs for sale, or just inbox us at zen1music@gmail.com. What are you waiting for?
You're listening to WBHN New Jersey, brought to you by the Armageddon Records Media Network, and made possible by viewers like you. This is a special report.
Nostradamus 2018 predictions. French prophet Nostradamus is believed to have accurately predicted the rise of Napoleon, Hitler, and the 9/11 Twin Towers attacks. Now people are looking at what his writings could tell about 2018. 1. World War III. A war will start between two great world powers and it will last for 27 years. Another one. Major eruption of Mount Vesuvius. Also, a terrible earthquake. Nostradamus appears to have predicted natural disasters all across the U.S. An earthquake shall concern particularly the western area of the United States. Its power shall be felt in lands across the globe. Number 4. Comet or asteroid strike. Major asteroid strike is expected, as Nostradamus has been interpreted as saying for 2018. A moment of great violence will coincide with the appearance of a comet in the sky. Nuclear terrorism and natural catastrophes will destroy our planet. While it's accepted that an asteroid or comet will one day threaten Earth, NASA says it knows of no major one that threatens us for at least 100 years. Number 5. Economic collapse. This is taken to mean the global economic collapse as a result of World War III and the effects of many natural disasters. Number 6. Humans will live to be over 200. He predicts the advancements of medicine will raise humans' life expectancy up to at least 200 years of age, and it's been interpreted as meaning towards the end of 2018, an 80-year-old person will resemble a 50-year-old person. Other predictions include humans will be able to speak to animals, people who want to have children will require a license or permit, language differences will disappear, wildfires from global warming. But on the plus side, he said that there will be an end of taxes in the West. Wow, folks, what bombshell predictions. What do you think is gonna, do you think any of these hold weight? Do you think any of these will happen? Do you have any of your own predictions? Let me know in the comments below. All right, folks, that's going to wrap up our special report.
governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here, this is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
And now, on a lighter note, here's what's making headlines in pop culture, comic book, and entertainment news.
Spider-Man may appear in Tom Hardy's Venom after all. A new report states that despite numerous statements to the contrary, Tom Holland's Spider-Man will appear in Sony's Venom film after all. Tom Holland was spotted on set and will apparently be making a cameo appearance as Peter Parker, not actually Spider-Man. Hardy's Venom has been described as a horror film, with Sony eyeing an R rating for the movie. Watchmen. Patrick Wilson wants to reprise Night Owl for HBO. Patrick Wilson, who starred as Night Owl in Zack Snyder's 2009 adaptation of Watchmen, would love to reprise the role on HBO's planned television series. However, Wilson was quick to note he hasn't spoken about the possibility with HBO or the showrunner Damon Lindelof, and he says, quote, there's never been one conversation, but he's excited to see what they do and he'd love to play Night Owl. We'll see how that turns out. Without Carl, what's the point of The Walking Dead? There's been chatter about Chandler Riggs leaving the show for a while, but this season's mid-season finale of The Walking Dead finally turned the rumors into reality. Back in December, it was revealed that Carl was bitten by a walker, but it looks like he's going to die. And what's the point of continuing without Carl as part of the show? If you're a fan of the comic book, you know Carl plays a major role in the series. If Carl's destined to die now, what becomes of Rick? Where does his motivation to rise up against Negan come from? We'll see. The Walking Dead has already said they were hoping to go to season 20, or at least season 12. So now with this bombshell plot twist, what to expect? What can we expect?
And now, the presidential stamp of approval.
And now, for our last segment, Stamp of Approval, where I recommend something to WBHN listeners that I think you'll enjoy. This week, I give my stamp of approval to the WWE, their 25th anniversary show just last Monday. And I've been a fan of WWE, as listeners of the podcast know. And I just want to congratulate them on 25 years of WWE Monday Night Raw. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the news. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did enjoy it, make sure you slap a like on it. And if you're new here, make sure you subscribe with notifications on and become part of the Black Helicopter Nation.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said, and this really just is so disgusting, he even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors and no one was actually killed there. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.